an award-winning director to discuss her suicide awareness documentary. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. An award-winning director will discuss her documentary film, The S Word, Let's Talk Suicide, with area residents in hopes to break the stigma around suicide. Lisa Klein, a SAMHSA Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Agency award winner, will be at the Tuscarawas Performing Arts Center on Tuesday, October 23rd, for a free screening beginning at 6:30 p.m. Local chairperson for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Todd Little, says the film is a documentary about people who have been affected by a family member who has died by suicide.
It gives insight into what they go through. It gives insight into what their loved ones have experienced. And the whole purpose of the film is to try to break the stigma and let people know that they're not alone.
Little noted that those who struggle likely don't want to talk about it, but organizations like NAMI are fighting to break the isolation and remind those struggling that there is help.
We have a lot available to folks, and there's a lot of places that people can reach out to for help, and we just want to kind of bring that awareness to light so that people know where they can get some help if they need it.
Over 20 local organizations will be at the resource fair before the screening at 6 o'clock p.m. and will provide information on services for those in need. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. A panel discussion with the director that will follow the screening will also include area representatives.
There's going to be Christy Wilkin. She is the facilitator for our area Survivors of Suicide Support Group. Ryan Dunn, who is a psychologist with New Life Counseling, and a representative from the local Tuscarawas area counselors group. Her name is Lindsay Tidrick. We're going to have a really good cross-section of professionals in addition to Lisa to be able to help answer questions.
Little said the goal of the screening is hopefully to break the silence of suicide.
The only way to help people is to make them feel comfortable and able to be able to share what's going on with them. And the way that we do that is to use the word, use the S word. Let's talk about suicide and let's deal with this and let's prevent this from happening.
If you or someone you know is struggling, text 4HOPE to 7410741 to the 24-hour crisis line or call 1-800-273-8255. A free health event is combating breast cancer through education and awareness. Trinity Twin City Hospital's annual In the Pink event will recognize survivors and those who lost the battle to breast cancer. Community Outreach Coordinator Erica Messler explains the event at the hospital begins this evening at 5:30 p.m. with a health fair,
where we will have blood pressure checks, a tour of our hospital mammography suite. We'll have free caricatures, a selfie station, healthy snacks, free mini massages.
North First Street in Denison will be blocked off in front of the hospital for a candlelight walk after a short seminar by Trinity Health System Dr. Denise Gilman.
We will have survivors that would like to speak, and then we do wrap up the night with our powerful walk by candlelight to honor the survivors and those fighting and those who have lost their battle to breast cancer.
There is no registration for the breast cancer awareness event. For more information, go online to trinitytwincity.org. And in state news, Democrat Richard Cordray is barraging his Republican opponent in Ohio's governor's race in ads and at debates as someone who wants to end health insurance protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Republican Attorney General Mike DeWine has reached back to a U.S. Senate debate from 1994 to defend himself. That's despite DeWine joining a Republican lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act in 2011. It's a playbook that's playing out in governor's races all across the country. And in sports, if you missed any portion of the Big Z Sports Extra Point show last night, it featured the Ridgewood Generals football team. You can find that in the podcast section at WTUZ.com or on Facebook and Twitter. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, they lost their first game of the season last night. The final in Toronto was Raptors 116, Cavaliers 104. Kevin Love tallied 21 points, and the Cavs' first-round pick, Colin Sexton, had 9 points and 3 rebounds. Tonight, LeBron James is in action with his new team as the Lakers take on the Trailblazers. The Dodgers won Game 5 versus the Brewers 5-2 and take a 3-2 series lead in the National League Championship Series. Game 4 in the ALCS last night, the Red Sox topped the Astros 8-6. Game 5 in Houston is tonight at 8:09. Boston can earn a trip to the World Series with that win. And tonight is Thursday Night Football. Denver will be at Arizona at 8:20. That's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Now let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
It's a cold and frosty start this morning. We'll have a bit of a breeze today, and mostly sunny skies get us to 50 degrees this afternoon. Clear and cold tonight, patchy frost possible, a low of 33. Friday, sunshine with increasing clouds late afternoon, a chance of a few stray rain showers by late evening. Friday's high, near 59 degrees. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.